my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. Oh, Lord, I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, I want to see you. To see you high and lifted up, Lord. Shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing.
Amen.
Holy, holy, holy. High and lifted up, Lord. Shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy,
glory.
Holy, Lord, you
what
are.
A day.
See you.
Amen and amen and amen. You want to see him? Well, we look right into the Word, don't we? Amen. Good to see everybody in the house of the Lord. We're glad to be here today. And we're glad to have services and things. And all of those out there that are viewing by way of internet and things, we greet you and just say, may the Lord bless you and be with you. And we just try to go on as much as we can with a normal form of services and things until time comes that they get through with all of their doings with the government or whatever, then it'll be all right. But we don't know. We had talked about maybe having this coming Easter services. We still got to check that out. So you that are listening that would be able to drive up on next Sunday, you know, or drive to come, we would start like 10 o'clock or something like that. We'd have a service and have the people outside sitting in your cars and hook up a system to where we can do and all. And we won't be doing it in the church. We'll be doing that away. So just keep a listening ear until we find out. We'd love to have services because I know I've been able to be here every service, but when you're not able to come to everyone, it gets kind of wondering what happened to that day. You miss it there and all, but just we're doing the best we can and working from that and just, you at home, just listen in and do there just like you would do here. Respect and everything and do everything, you know, connected around a service. Don't be running and going and doing there in your home. You know, do it just like you'd be in his regular services. And that way we can all have a good time to in the Lord and the presence of the Lord would be with us. All right. If you'd like turning your scriptures, turn to Luke 17 and we'll begin reading about verse 22. And through 30, I guess. We had Mark 37. Well, we'll go all the way, so we'll do that. Father, we thank you for this day and your grace, and we thank you for your love unto each one of us. And we ask you now that you would just come among us in a mighty way and open our eyes to thine understanding of thy word. Let your light and love, Lord, be with us. We thank you for this opportunity that we have here, Lord, to use the internet systems and things like that to be able to still have services and have a good time to fellowship in you. So just have your way with each and every one of us. Let your loving grace be with us. Forgive our sins. And Lord, remember each one. Be with Brother Dick, our Lord. They're saying that he has just a short time to live. So we know who the true liver is and the one that would take care of all things. So you just manifest yourself. Let your loving grace be with him. And then remember all the others, Father. We love you and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. I'd like to go to verse 22. We'll read this because the reason I was reading so much of it is because you'll see that it covers the entire Bible. That was the purpose of choosing this, because as we will get to it in a minute, when we get to the fact of saying like Son of Man, Son of God, Son of David, we just remember each one of those had a position in their time. And see, he was Son of Man as in the Old Testament as Jehovah God, you know, that would still be counted as Son of Man, the prophet. All right. Then you go to Son of God in their ages and then Son of David in the millennium. So keep those in mind. That's the reason we're reading the whole thing here. All right. And he said unto the disciples, the days will come when you shall desire to see the days of the Son of Man, and you shall not see it. See, it's coming down. He was fixing to be crucified. They shall say unto you, see here or see there. Go not after them nor follow them. See, coming on down to where we're at now. All right. For as the lightning that lighteth out of the one part under heaven shineth unto the other part under heaven, so shall also the Son of Man be in his day. See, all right, now it's going to be back there, but it's going to be in over here, okay? But first must he suffer many things and be rejected of this generation. All right, had to be crucified. And as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. They did eat, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark and the flood came and destroyed them all. See, coming down to our day now, okay? Likewise also, as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they built it. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. All right. See, coming even to the great destruction and finishing all things up. In that day, he which shall be upon the housetop and his stuff in the house, let him not come down to take it away. And he that is in the field, let him likewise not return back. Remember Lot's wife. Whosoever shall seek to save his life shall lose it, and whosoever shall lose his life shall preserve it. I tell you, in that night there shall be two men in one bed. One shall be taken, the other see a secret rapture. Come on. All right. Two women shall be grinding together, the one shall be taken, the other left. Two men shall be in the field, one shall be taken and the other left. They answered and said unto him, where, Lord? In other words, not they were saying when, but the word is where, because it covers so much. All right? You know, you understand why I'm reading this to show you. This comes through the Old Testament, through the church ages, out into where we're at. And finishes it all up. So it doesn't say when to bring it. It says where. Where, Lord? And he said unto them, wheresoever the body is, thither will the eagles be gathered together. You may be seated. The Lord add his blessing to the reading of the word. Yeah. Now, I want to try to keep on the thought with us and trying to hold it into a part that we can understand, and then we'll pick up some more things. We have a couple of more messages, I know, to go with this coming on out. And we've been talking about how the bride is part of the mystery. Amen. All right. Go to Christ, the mystery of God revealed. Read that message over and over. Christ is part of the mystery. All right, how many times did I said to you, how many times has Brother Branham said, all God was, he poured into Christ. All Christ he poured into the church and to take her back, see? All right, because it's a great mystery to wind up in the end to see that you and I are part of that mystery. The indwelling or engrafting of the Gentiles, as I said the other day, that's a great mystery. That was the bringing in of the Gentiles. It was just barely spoken of throughout the Old Testament. All right, and brought into view. But just remember now what we're talking about here, the finalizing or bringing this mystery to the great mystery of Revelations 10 and through there, then we're talking about the bride being part of the mystery.
Amen.
All right. See, the Gentiles were spoke of down through the ages, and we a lot of times just take, you know, the Gentiles being, well, that's the mystery. Well, that's great. That's all right. We do. But just remember, there's plenty of Jews that's into this too. So remember, coming down, as I said, we'll get to it in a minute, and try to emphasize that part, or, you know, express it to talk about how that he was Son of Man, the prophet, Old Testament.
Amen. Amen.
You can call it Jehovah God, you know, or whatever you want to, but it's really dealing with the Son of Man, because he's talking about those prophets. Then we can see there that the mystery was more than, as I was trying to express, more than just the Gentiles being brought in. It was to see the complete mystery of what the whole entire Bible is about, and bringing in the mystery of Christ being revealed in his church.
Amen.
All right. Now, and that's what we're trying to hold the point to. Okay. All right. Now, let me say it to you like this. See, we say, well, you know, you've emphasized the mystery. You've emphasized the point of God coming and living in his church and all, and you'll be going into the fullness of the Godhead bodily and talking about the Son of Man and the things like that. But let me say it to you like this. Why would you not agree with the Word? Now listen. Why would we, all of us, not agree with the Word if we're part of the Word? All right. Now see, being part of the Word, why would we not agree with it? Well, you know, I just don't know about this, about the bride being the fullness and the Son of Man and the things like that, you know. That's just making a little bit too much out of the bride. Where? How would it be? The entire Bible is the revelation of Jesus Christ in his church. And the bride.
Amen.
We look back and we see Ruth as a Gentile. That's great. But just remember, you got the whole story of Naomi to be put with Ruth to come forth to see that it's more than just,
amen.
See, he was redeeming. He wasn't, let me say it correctly. Boaz didn't go out and redeem Ruth.
Nope.
He couldn't do it that way. He had to redeem Naomi.
Amen.
All right. And in doing that, then he could claim what was of that Ruth would be involved.
Amen, right.
So then there's the mystery. See, you got more of a mystery. You got more. You say, well, the engrafting of the Jew, of the Gentiles, you got Ruth. No, right. But you got Naomi.
Yes. Amen.
See, Boaz had to actually take Naomi. Not as his wife, we'd say, but took her possessions, her properties, her things that belonged to her, that was granted to her, you know, by her husband being a Jew and the things like that. All right. Now, keep that thought in mind and you'll see why I'm saying. Why would we not agree with the Word and what it's speaking of if we are that Word? And I thought that was what we were supposed to be.
Amen.
All right. Now, watch this now. And if you do not agree with the Word, then it would be sure to show you that you're not part of the Word. Right? You're not part of it if you don't believe it. Well, I just never have heard it before. Well, now you're hearing it now, so, you know, now open up your ears of understanding and start trying to believe it, because we're in the last days.
Amen.
We're to the point to where this thing can close out any day. You say, oh, no, it can't. Well, it's already closed pretty good. All it just takes is just a pen, and that's it. You're this, that, or the other. Just put it in. No, I'm not a doomsday, try to scare you to nothing like that. But there's one thing about it, we should realize, we should all agree that someday, I think even the Baptists, the Methodists, the Presbyterians, someday it's going to come to an end.
Right.
Well, they don't know the mystery.
No, they don't. That's right. Amen.
See, the mystery is it's already come to an end. Because it's being made manifest in the bride. What did the prophet say about it? How did he say it? First he does it. Then he reveals it, makes it known.
Does it,
reveals it, and makes it known. All right. So if he's making it known, it's already here. As far as we're concerned, it's already over. That's my whole point of, like a brother asked me, you know, what was my thought? I think positive. I think right here now, this is it. If not, when is it going to get here? And I'll do like Brother Brown said, let me keep this until that gets here. All right. Let me rejoice in this. Let me be uplifted in, you know, all of this to see whether we're here or not and what the prophet is saying about it. Go ahead and pull up number one, brothers, and we'll just get a little bit of something I want you to think on. Because remember the question now. Why would we not agree with the Word if we are the Word? And if we are the Word, then we say we don't agree with that. Well, I just can't believe that. Why? It's the entire Bible. Why would it not? Right? Now look what the prophet has to say about it. Go ahead and roll it up toward. Right? The same ministry that Jesus had is in his church tonight. Same signs, same wonders, same spirit. We said, well, I just don't see that. Well, see, now you don't believe it. I thought you were supposed to believe it. How is it believe to see, not see to believe? All right. Well, look. Same signs, same wonders, same spirit, same kind of works that Jesus did here on the earth, the church has to do the same thing. If it's not, if you don't agree that it's going on now, read what your prophet said or tear that out. All right? Because he said, if it's not the seed of Abraham. It's not the church of Jesus Christ. Can't be. But see, no, we don't like for that to be said that strong. Why? We're at the end of all things. That'd be number one. But yet, when are we going to start believing the Bible is speaking of us? I was giving the illustration there the other day. How did the prophet say we're supposed to speak about healing? By his stripes, Ryan is healed. Put your name there. Well, why can't you put your name in Genesis 1? Do we just want to pick out a little bit of things from the Bible to make our own thoughts? Why can't we believe all of it? See, because believing all of it, then we'll come out to see that it's a finished product. All right? Look at number two. Go ahead, brother. Now, God is trying to find a church that he can project his word through. You see, God watches over his word to vindicate it. And how can he vindicate it when we deny that it's the truth? If you don't believe the ministry of Jesus Christ is here in the same way, except for the corporal body or whatever you want to take it of that. If you don't believe that, then how can you believe him to be Hebrews 13:8? Well, I just don't see it. Well, that's what I'm saying. You're looking for something to try to prove it instead of believing it and letting God take care of the proof.
Amen.
It is not up to you and I to vindicate God's word.
Right.
God has already vindicated. It's up to us to believe it is vindicated.
Right.
And to believe that it's talking about us.
Amen.
Right. Talking about who we are and what we're doing here. The whole Bible is that way. The whole Old Testament, the whole New Testament, everything is speaking of the bride of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And she's part of the mystery.
Amen.
And remember, if she's part of the mystery, she's got to be revealed.
Amen. That's
All right. Do we believe it that strong, that dogmatic, or what you'd want to use the terminologies of being so stern to say this is it? Or are we waiting on somebody else to come along? We're waiting on this to happen. We're waiting on that to happen. And then we'll believe it. What if God's waiting on us to believe it where he can make it manifest?
Amen. Amen.
Hmm? All right. If not, see, then we wind up denying the word. If you say, in a way, he's the same. Brother Run said, that's not such a thing. You can't say in a way. It's not in a way. He's either the same or he's not. Well, I could believe it back in when Brother Branham was here. Thank God I could too if I'd have been there and all that. I'd have loved to have seen those days. But I have the Bible that puts it in a more positive attitude because it's what does it say? Blessed are they that believe that have not seen. Okay. See, we're not trying to make somebody believe something or convince you. The new birth is the only thing that can convince you of anything being right or wrong anyway. But see, it's time to stand up to the point because what if the next move is something that they say we can't come to church at all? What are we going to do? I mean, what if they come in and say you can't have services like you're having them? What are you going to do? We better get prepared now. I think this has been the 50 years since the going of the prophet and the things for you and I to have got prepared. To have studied this thing out, to see and understand where we're at and what's going on.
Amen.
And see our day in its message.
Yeah. That's right.
Alright? See that away then, you know, I emphasize over and over because that's what I want it to be. I want it to be to where that you and I know who we are. Like Brother Dick and I used to talk about it. It's pretty good to talk about what you believe until they stick the gun to the head and say, what do you believe? You know. Can change a lot of thinking. But if we're not ready now, we won't be ready then. Do you realize that it's a very dangerous situation for someone to hang around this message without coming in and accepting it as being true? It can mean their death. To just hang around it.
Amen.
At least let me believe it.
Amen.
Let me say it's true and believe that to be true and stand on it.
Amen.
All right? See, that's my whole point of trying to get us to talk about this. Look at number three. Just taking these few and then we'll get into a little thought in a minute. Go ahead and roll it on up till we get, there you go. Said, oh brother, now listen to this. I remember years ago quoting this and people saying, where'd you get that? I said, the prophet said it. Well, I mean, you know, a lot of times I said the prophet said it and I couldn't produce it because I didn't have enough memory to be able to do it and it took a while to produce it. And I remember one brother one time he said something, I said, that ain't right. He said, well, where'd the prophet say it? I said, I don't know, but I'll find it. Well, I did one day, and I laid it down. I said, now read it. You know, not being arrogant or hateful or whatever, being trying to get you and I to think about what's going on. See? Look what he says. Oh, brother, give me a church full of the Holy Ghost. God will do in 1 year what all theologies, I guess the way you pronounce it, failed to do in 2,000 years. Now listen. You wait till the anointing of the church really strikes. Now listen. Strikes home. To that faithful little remnant. Now watch him. He's putting more of a time element situation maybe laying within this anointing that we should consider. Right? After the doors of the Gentiles is closed. Well, Brother Dale, I thought we were supposed to get out here before the door of the Gentiles is closed. Well, where'd you get that at? I mean, bring that to me. I'd like to read it. I can read this. Because, see, you're not looking at it the way that the prophet is bringing. After the door of the Gentiles is closed, oh, God will anoint a church then.
Amen.
He who's filthy, let him be filthy still. He who's righteous, let him be righteous still. And he who is holy, let him be holy still. And God will anoint the church with the power of God. And things will be taken place, not only that then, but he's doing it now. All right? He's doing it now. You remember how we laid on the anointing and things like that? Some of Jesus was anointed on the River Jordan. Sure. He became the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Yes. Not that he wasn't God already. Not that he wasn't already the fullness and all. But it's just a statement. When that anointing came on him, I've tried to emphasize to you. See, they couldn't kill him while that anointing was on him.
Amen.
But now when that anointing left him in the Garden of Gethsemane, he was subject to death and died.
Amen.
Right? That's how much the anointing is. But what about you and me? What about that same anointing coming to you and me?
Right,
what do you think it was doing? The anointing came on him in the garden. I mean, came on him at the river, and it left him in the garden.
Yep.
Or to be able to come back on me and you.
Amen.
Sure, it's the baptism of the Holy Ghost that has led us down through all of this time. But now look at the prophet, how he's emphasizing it. That something's going to happen, that God will anoint a church.
Amen.
One time he was saying, like, he used to be very short. Huh? A short period of time. All right. That's fine. All right. But the main thing is we better be ready for the time.
Amen.
You know. And see, it's not ready for the time like we tried to do everything else, tried to get everything in order, try to do this, try to do that. It's not that away that much. I've emphasized to you a lot of things over the 50 years that I've been pastoring. I think you ought to be sensible. I think you ought to work upon not being so head over heels in debt, especially when you don't need it for three or four new cars. You know, you understand my emphasis. There's not no problem about being in debt as long as you make your payments. That's no problem. All right. But see, get prepared. I've always told the church not to be a church, you know, that's out there, that one that stores up the year's supply of food. I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about just being sensible. Now you ought to see how sensible that I've been. Who would have ever thought toilet paper would become to be a dollar a roll or more? See? And you think that I'm just being, oh, he just don't trust God. He don't trust God. God's going to take care of us. Well, he might give you enough sense to buy a couple of extra can of beans and put them up in the cabinet. Because when the power goes off, no wonder. Like I've always told you, we're down on the end of the road. When the power goes off, we're the last one to get it back. I got a generator system. I got all kind of things. Why? Just for surviving now.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
You know. And it's good to have, you go down to the basement and get a can of beans and, you know, put it on and cook it and have something to eat.
Yeah.
That's for no depression. We're not talking about depression. We're talking about normal everyday living.
Yep.
It's good to have things provided a little bit.
That's right. Yeah.
Right? Then when you need it, you got it.
Amen.
You ain't got to worry about it. That's not being, well, you don't trust the Lord. Yeah, I'm like all of these others and things. I've tried my best to be honest with people when brothers, this message, you know what I'm talking about. A lot of them said, I ain't going to pay no income tax. Children of the king don't pay no taxes. You know, I ain't going to pay no taxes. Well, he didn't pay any. Their poor old wives wound up cleaning homes, and I remember one that I got in mind. She was well over 80 years old, still having to work. Why? Because her husband didn't pay no taxes. You know what I told her husband and told all of them around it, because they was around here and hanging about us. You say, well, the children of the king don't pay no taxes. How about the king paying taxes? Oh, that's sarcastic. No, it's true. Jesus told Peter, go down there and take this hook and flick it over in there and said, come back and pay your taxes and mine too. You say, well, that was a different, okay, you can argue different income to outcomes or whatever. I ain't arguing with you about it. I just made a statement back then. I said, you're failing on what you're doing. But it didn't change it. You know it. A lot of you know the people personally because you're around a lot of them. It didn't change them. Well, I'm not against them. I didn't down them and beat them to death about it. I just always said, let's just be sensible. I think it ought to be sensible to just work, that you say, well, I need to do this. I need to make sure and get my bills paid up, get everything to run in good. You know, we can get by without this new car, honey. We'll do that. Might even get better without a new, oh, okay. Well, won't bring that up. But there's nothing wrong. Come on, your prophet taught us there's nothing wrong with debts as long as you can make them. That's nothing wrong with it. It's not a problem as long as you pay your debts. Okay. There's nothing wrong with owning either. That's fine. Okay, all right. We get off of that part to get back. Because, see, what did he say? That God will anoint a church. It's going to come to a certain spot in time. I don't know what that spot in time is. When that spot in time is, I don't know. I don't believe you need to know that away. I believe you just need to be prepared for that. You know, you got a spare tire on your car. And I dare say that any of us ever even checks the air pressure in the spare tire. I haven't. Well, what if I need it? Well, all right. The main thing that I'm trying to get you to see is exactly what I'm going to read right here now. Let's go ahead with number four. Taken from the Message Oneness. And he's explaining the new birth that kills you out. Yeah. But we just receive enough Holy Ghost in us to make us to a place where we don't want to lie. We don't want to steal. We don't want to do anything. But God wants to fill every fiber of his being. Amen. In his church. Fill fiber of his church. He wants to fill your thinking. He wants to fill your mind. Our statue of perfect man ought to be fitting in what you're talking about. He wants to fill every bit of you. Just make you completely, totally dead to yourself or to your thinking. Just to surrender in God till his word's just living right through you. You don't know nothing else but God's word. Just stay right with his word. He wants to fill every fiber of our being. Stature of perfect man. Amen. Adoption, etc. Right? Amen. Talks about those things. Amen. You know. Is it something that he's trying to be something different or something? No. It's expected. It's expected of a Christian. All right? Now listen, I want to emphasize something, but I want you to think with me, because we're going to connect a little bit with the Bible and bring it in to the way that it would lay out. You know your prophet spoke of Son of God, Son of Man, Son of David. That's not three gods, that's God changing his form from one form to another. All right. And he started out in the Old Testament as Jehovah God, yes. Jehovah God was what? A prophet. Talked about the prophets. Son of Man was prophet. All right? And see, now watch, he had to come in that way to die. Because Son of God couldn't die. Son of David couldn't die. But he had to come in that form to where he could die, and the only way he could do it would be to come the Son of Man. All right? And then when it would come forth into that order, then he could face everything and be crucified and give his life and things like that. But just remember, I don't know where you'd ever thought on that idea or thought. See, Son of Man was the Old Testament prophets. But that was Almighty God through those prophets. Amen. Not them being God. Right. No. But God working through those prophets. Amen. Getting ready to come to a time that he could give his life. As Son of Man. Like I said, he couldn't do it as Son of God. He couldn't do it as Son of David. He had to come the Son of Man to be able to be crucified. All right? Now, to take that point, now let's just read a little bit. Go ahead to number five, I guess it is. The trial. Now, watch what he's saying. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's identified himself as he promised. Much more could be said. In these last days, as Son of Man. Now, he's coming to the last days. Because that's what I'm telling you. You got to have it and keep it in the right order to understand. He's Son of Man in the Old Testament prophets and the thing. Son of Man while he was walking on earth. He gave his life. He came back on the day of Pentecost as Son of God through the church ages, the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Then he becomes Son of David. But just in between there, he comes back to fulfill Luke 17:30. In between the Son of God and the Son of David, he has to return again as the prophet. Amen. All right? See, then there comes Brother Branham on the scene. He wasn't the prophet, no more than all of those Old Testament prophets were not the prophet. Right. They were a prophet to make manifest the prophet. Amen. Brother Branham was a prophet to bring forth the word. He was not the prophet. The Lord Jesus Christ is the prophet. So we got our story correct as long as we keep it right. And if we don't, we'll go back and read what we started with. Are we going to believe it? No. Go now listen. In these last days, the Son of Man making himself known among his people. Amen. In the form of his people. Amen. And like I've always said it, and I know people that don't like the point, but 1969 in Athens, Georgia, that was the first sermon I ever preached. And I preached on the Son of Man. I preached on the bride of Jesus Christ would be the Son of Man. I preached that then, and I still believe it today, more today than I ever did before, because I believe it's among the people. Now, all right, you say Brother Branham was the Son of Man. No, Brother Branham was a Son of Man. Amen. The Son of Man is the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. All right? So then you put Christ, we'll read one in just a minute here, you put Christ in his church, what have you got? Yep. Amen. Right. See, she can be the Son of Man. Amen. Yeah. Amen. You say, no, you're not listening. Brother Branham was a Son of Man. The one the Word came to. The Lord Jesus is the Son of Man. Put the Lord Jesus in bride form. Yeah. Right. Now what have you got? Amen. Do we believe that? You say, well, I don't know. That's just too much putting it, making us the Son of Man. Brother Branham was part of the bride of Christ, right? So I'm not leaving him out as I was covering our last Sunday. Right. I'm not leaving him out of the story. He's a very main player part of the story. Because he's the one that's letting us know who we are. But he's not the Son of Man. But put all of the bride of Jesus Christ together, you got the Son of Man. Amen. You ain't got in the last days group of people as the Son of Man and the others left out. No. All the way down through, it's been Son of Man. But there was your mystery. Come on now, there was part of your mystery that I was trying to bring out the other day. You say, well, I can see Martin Luther with the Holy Ghost. Well, most people can't see that. But anyhow, you know, Christ can't see he's Son of Man. He's not the Son of Man. That's what he's saying here. He's coming back in the end time for a reason. He has to go through the acts of the play. He was Son of Man in the Old Testament. Bring it. Then he got crucifixion, all of that brought him into view. Then he turned as to the seven church ages as Son of God. He changes from that as Son of David in the millennium to the Jews. All right. See, then it's all laid in perfect order. If we believe it. But you say, well, I don't know. See, that's what I'm saying. Back in the old days when we had to, I was telling you the other day about that tape recorder. I used to turn it with a pencil to make it work where we could listen to tapes. But as I was doing, I was on the, It's the Rising of the Sun. And in that message is when it finally clicked with me, because I could see Son of Man. I could see Son of God. But then it'd go to Son of David. Well, that just blot out in my mind, see, because I knew there was some more connection. Yeah. See, then here comes it, and we'll read it. Who is this Son of Man? In the beginning was the Word. See, then it opened all at once to me as we were riding down the road. Hey, he's come back in the last days as the Son of Man. Amen. Right. Brother Branham was a Son of Man, but he that part that was within him was so much close to God until that part was the Son of God, you know, Son of Man. But not he himself, not bodily form, not things of those orders. You can't put him in order. But the Lord Jesus Christ came back in the last days through a prophet. Thank God. To bring us the Word. And there's your Son of Man. Watch it as we'll go through some things. And then we'll pick up. Then you can understand how the bride can be the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Then you can understand the quote I always give you where that Brother Brown said, the Godhead's not complete without you.
Right.
Now, I didn't say them things. Right. You ought to have seen it during Athens. I'd look and wore them blank faces and then... I said, okay, come on, we're going to go through it one more time. One more time. But Branham is not the Son of Man. He's a Son of Man. Me, you, by ourselves, without the fullness of the Godhead being in the bride, she's not the Son of Man either. Because there's parts left off. But once you get the whole puzzle together and it comes together, you'll see a beautiful picture. In these last days, Son of Man making himself known among his people in the form of the people. Now see, that's what people was arguing with me about it, and I always had arguing. They'd say, he was in Brother Branham. Well, praise God. I believe that. That's where we got the message. See? But now he's saying, he's among his people.
Amen.
He's in his people.
Amen.
All right? See the hour that we're living? See, watch what? In the form of his people. Yes. Or the immorphy.
Yes.
Changing his form. What? Bride.
Yes.
And see, you'll understand then why people can't follow you. You get over to Revelation 10. What is it? 1. I'm right in there. I know it's Revelation 10. Where Brother Branham says Revelation 1 in Revelation 10 is the same. Revelation 1 says, one standing in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks, likened to the Son of Man, girt about the paps with a golden girdle. He said, that's the same one that's in Revelation 10. Well, Brother Branham wasn't the one in Revelation 10. Brother Branham wasn't the one in Revelation 1. He's part of it. Right. He's part of the Word, right?
Right?
Now, just as we say the bride was part of the mystery and got to be revealed, Brother Branham was part of the Word. Right? I agree with that. I believe it because of where I've always taught it. He was part of the Word, and that's to be revealed. But you don't make him the Son of Man. You make him what he's what? See? Not the Son of God, not son of David, but son of man. The son of God, he said, was a supernatural. Because that's the baptism of the Holy Ghost. You know, the baptism of the Holy Ghost is the supernatural. All right? But do you see what he's talking about? It's to be made known in his people. He amorphes to be made known. Okay? Go ahead to the next one, number five. Yeah, that's part of the same quote, so we'll read it. When the Son of Man shall be revealed, the Son of Man being revealed, not the Son of God in the church age, he's put out of that. Amen. Now he's Son of Man revealing himself, the Word is becoming flesh. Amen. Among us. Amen. Now listen, he's put out. Now you're going to have to catch this and hold on for a few minutes till we do some more reading. The Son of Man wouldn't put out of the church age. Because he never was there. The Son of God was what was put out. Now you're going to have to swallow a lot to think about. Brother Dale, are you saying the Pentecostal people and all the rest didn't want the baptism with the Holy Ghost? No, you're not listening. They want the shouting. They want the emotional. They want the thing. They don't want the revealed word. The baptism with the Holy Ghost is a revealed word. They don't want it that way. They won't accept it on that basis. They want it as the shouting, the crying, the weeping, the feelings. So he's put out. He's outside of his church as the Son of God. Because he never was there as the Son of Man. He has to come as Son of Man. See, come into that place. Go ahead to the next one. Should be sure as we would see Jesus. Number six. Jesus was God in flesh. Now listen. I mean, you know, you say, I believe everything the prophet said. All right, let's see if you do. He was God in flesh. And if Jesus is in you tonight, it's still God manifesting himself in the last days in the Son of Man revealing himself in his church. Amen. Amen. Can you read? If Jesus was God in flesh, now if he's in your flesh by the baptism of the Holy Ghost, right? The new birth. All right? Then if he is, then you got the same God made manifest again. You've got the opportunity to be able to the bride to become the full word. And then you got the great opportunity to come forth as the bride being the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Well, how can we be the fullness of the Godhead bodily? Ask the prophet. I ain't going to argue with you because I preached this 45 years or maybe. Ain't no need of trying never to argue with anybody about it. I'm just going to tell you what I believe. And I ain't going to argue. I'll help you find your quotes. I'll do anything I can to try to help you. But I'm just telling you what I believe. Amen. I believe what? The Son of Man is now revealing himself in his church. Amen. Look, the human flesh. He's in our human flesh, the church, making himself known. You get it? See, God down here in his church, making himself again the Word, the Son of Man being revealed in the last days as it was in the days of Sodom. Okay, fall back. Now, what was the days of Sodom? Son of Man. Oh, that was Jehovah, the Old Testament, Son of Man. He revealed himself in the Old Testament, Son of Man. Now, I'm going to say something that maybe I shouldn't, but I'll say it. According to the Bible, the Son of Man creates his own bride. That's according to Scripture. All right? That's in the Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John where, you know, the Word is what creates the bride. Okay? Now, would it be any problem to see him standing back there in the Old Testament to say, let there be, and there comes forth Adam, was created by the Word.
Amen.
Eve was created by the Word. Is any problem being you being created by the Word? The Word is creating a bridegroom. That's the point I'm trying to get us to see. Yeah, but that's too much of a for me to understand. You don't want to understand. That's the problem. What is it to understand? All right? Well, I don't understand the Godhead. What is it to understand? I think the prophet took and done more than now, may I say it in the right way. In this day, we had a prophet that had the understanding straight from God, greater than Paul and Moses and all of them because of the opening of the seals.
Amen.
All right. But where was his emphasis always put? I ask you to just do a simple thing. Just turn over to get your little book that shows the tapes and things. And just turn over there about somewhere close to 62 is the best to start off. And just start reading the titles to the sermons from 62 to the finishing of 65. Just read the titles. Christ is a mystery. The unveiling of God. Mighty God unveiled. Who is this Melchizedek? Just read the titles. Every title is related to the bride. Now we're going to get to this probably in a couple of weeks. But you see this corn of wheat that went into the ground comes back in Luther, comes back in Wesley, comes back in Azusa Street, but then a great marvelous masterpiece falls in there, and the prophet preached two messages, one called a masterpiece, the other one, See Not Our With a Shuck. If you'd read them, you'll see what he's talking about. If you'll just listen to those tapes, you'll see what he's talking about. He's talking about a bride form. And he says it so strong until you know what his point was. Sounds odd. He said that Mary was not the seed. Well, you said, but she was the seed. Yeah. But she wasn't the seed he's talking about.
Right.
He's talking about the finishing of all things.
Amen.
The seed. Jesus, Mary, see, had Jesus within her. She carried the seed, but she was not the seed. The seed was in her.
Right.
See, we'll get to that because we've been through this over and over. It all just keeps unfolding. More and more, but it all, now listen to my point. It always, if you'll watch the way I preach, I come out here like it and I go right back to pointing to the bride. Right back to pointing to the bride.
Amen.
That's the way it's always been, because that's where it winds up at. It don't wind up in Jesus standing there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It winds up in bride standing there. Right. Over in the book of Revelation, it says, one like unto the Son of Man. Gird about the paps. Brother Ron said, that's feminish.
Amen. Right. Right.
But who was that? That was the Lord Jesus Christ in bride form.
Because
that's what it is now. That's what I'm talking about now. That's what I'm trying to bring. All right? Go ahead with the next one. Did we get... Go to number 7, I guess. Okay. The mighty God unveiled. Roll it up. And when the Son of Man is being revealed, the Son of Man back in the church again, revealed in human beings.
Amen.
Brother Branham had his part. Amen.
Right.
But he's being revealed in human beings.
Amen.
More than one, see, because it takes the bride of Christ. The Son of Man back in the church again, revealed in human being. Not Son of God, but the Son of Man again. Back in his church again.
Amen.
In the last days.
Amen.
We find that he promised that in God's promises in the church. That's what I can't understand our thinking, really. I'm sorry. But we can believe the Godhead, as the prophet would explain, that you're a father, you're a son, you're a human, you're this. We can follow that. We can go along with it. And thank God for that, because that's the only way we could go along with it, is to see what it is. But then the minute you start talking about the bride and what she is, everybody just... Instead of shouting glory, hallelujah, and getting up and running up and down the aisles and all the way over and say, that's right, brother. It's just like a spellbound hits. Well, you know what that means to me? I mean, I'm sorry. It means you just don't believe what's going on. I'm sorry. Sorry to say it. But it simply means that you don't know exactly what I'm talking about. Because what greater thing could be than to realize that God's entire Bible, all the Word, Old Testament all the way through, the writings of Paul and Peter, would summate or consummate in a little bride of Jesus Christ standing there in Revelations 1. Likened to the Son of Man, girt about the pouch with a golden girdle. Sarah, short standing there in feminine form. Then all the way through the book of Revelation, everything is her. Amen. See? She comes riding back in Revelation 19 on white horses. His wife has made herself ready. Everything there has got to do with a relationship of wife. Showing how much he thinks of his wife. Shows what he's trying to get us to see, who we really are. Go ahead, number 8. In this last days, there would be a latter rain poured out upon the people. In the last days. I think the Greek word there is kinos. Kinos is however you pronounce it, which means that he emptied himself out. Not in the way that we would say it, like something was inside of somebody that emptied out, but he poured himself out. Now listen. He changed his amorphe, which changes his form. That's the word amorphe, form. He changed from what he was to what he is. See, he changed from the Old Testament, Son of Man, New Testament, Son of God. Now he's going to change the Son of David to the Jews in the millennium. All right. Listen, he never changes his nature. Now that one's one I like. I love that point. He never changes his nature. But on the day of Pentecost, he changed himself from being the Son of Man to the Son of God. He came not with the people. Old Testament, he was with the people, right? Coming through, and then even him here upon earth, he was with the people. Now, the day of Pentecost, he came not with the people. He came in the people. See, the same God to carry his ministry on through in this great age. Go ahead. Get the next one. Who is this Melchizedek, which that would be number 9, I guess. God in Morphe, masked in a pillar of fire. God in Morphe in a man called Jesus. God in Morphe in his church. Now, he don't seem to have any problems to dealing with Jesus to dealing with church. He seems like he could just make it all one, and I thought that's what it's supposed to be. God above us, God with us, God in us, the condescending of God. Amen. Up there, holy, no one could touch him. He settled upon the mountain, and then if an animal touched him, it had to die. Okay, go ahead. Yeah. There was God above us, God with us. It's God in us, the Holy Spirit, not the third person, Amen. The same Amen. Person. Amen. See, I'm trying my best to get you to see. If you can see, I'm trying to think how Brother Gary and I talking that day. He said, I see God in me. So I know that I got the Godhead straight. Well, I'm trying my best to get that him to see it that way. But it clicked. I said, you're wrong. He said, what? I said, you got to see him in Christ first. Right. Then you see him in yourself. You see him in yourself, you can be all messed up.
Yep.
He said, oh, okay. See, that's what I'm trying to get you to see, that it's Christ in you, the hope of glory.
Amen.
What was the last Sunday services? The mind of Christ, that if his mind be in you. The mind of Christ is the baptism of the Holy Ghost coming and living in you.
Amen.
In bride form. It's God in us, the Holy Spirit, not the third person, the same person.
Amen.
Go ahead. All right, what do we got? This is number 10. God was in one person then. His son, Christ. Now he's in the entire church, universal. You want to roll it on up a little. He's in the entire church, universal. He's the same God.
Amen.
Now, according to my understanding, and I'm sorry I'm not too good on English and everything, but when you're talking about something being universal, it would supposed to be meaning it's all over, all the whole thing, right? So it's universal.
Amen.
See, he was universal. All right, go ahead and read it. Now, that was the entire church, universal. Go ahead to the next. I'll be with you even in you to the end of the world. He comes to the apostles and then. Now, he says, and then the Holy Spirit wasn't only in one person. It's in the entire church universal. Now, he's talking about Holy Spirit, right? Because we believe the baptism of the Holy Ghost. We believe the Son of God, the new birth, is in everybody, right? Not in everybody, in everybody that has received it, right? So look what he's saying, the entire church universal doing the same works that Jesus did. Hallelujah. Now this is what I like. I challenge the world to believe that.
Amen.
And you'll see a revival breakthrough this country.
Amen.
He was challenged just to believe what? Believing that the Holy Spirit wasn't only in one person.
Right.
It's in the entire church universal.
Amen.
Doing the same works that Jesus did.
Right.
All right. So if it's the same as Son of God, what about Son of David? I mean Son of Man, to go to the next. Go ahead to the next one. Because he just represented in one person there, Jesus Christ, but now he is among his church everywhere.
Amen.
I love that, don't you? He's everywhere. There's the bottom. There is that same pillar of fire, that same light among us, bearing forth the life that it did when Jesus, in Christ Jesus, doing the same thing in the bride church today. See, will you believe it? He's doing the same thing now. Well, I can't see him. See, when you say things like that, people say, well, Brother Branham could stand up there and say, and if we just had that ministry, you know, I mean, I remember when I come into the message and how it was, the people are saying, you know, if we had the ministry of Brother Branham, well, praise God. But you know what? According to my Bible, it was never to be that again.
Right.
Now, I'm talking like that now. I'm talking about it was to come into its finality in the bride. Yeah.
Amen.
But it was never to be one man again.
Nope.
We're not expected to be for one man. Well, of course, you've got all of the returns and everything goes with that now. That's people's business. That ain't mine. I ain't going to argue with nobody about none of their returns or what they're doing. I'm a firm believer in return.
Amen.
I believe there's going to be an Easter next Sunday. That's why I'm hoping we're going to have the services outside.
Amen.
Because that Easter sunrise means a lot.
Amen.
My whole thing. Okay? All right, what do we got to the next one? There would be a time come forth when he could express himself in the fullness of his Godhead. Now look where he puts. There would be a time come forth when he could express himself in fullness of his Godhead. Now, evidently he's saying there would come a time. That means it's to come into manifestation. Now watch. There'd be a time come forth when he would express himself in the fullness of his Godhead deity through his church. Yep. Having the preeminence in this church. Oh my. What? The anointed man. Right. Now the anointed people.
Amen.
Oh my. To bring back the anointed bride and the bridegroom. Anointed by why? Accepting what Eve turned down. What did she turn down? Who knows what Eve turned down? Brother Branham said he turned down Hebrews 13:8. Now this is the exact word. Eve turned down Hebrews 13:8. You say, well, how could she turn down Hebrews 13:8 when he wasn't even back there? She turned down the fact that he was the same. He was the same God the whole time. All right? Now watch. Eve turned down and Adam coming back with the anointing of the word. Because he said, my word is spirit. See, anointed with the word. What Eve turned down, he comes back and we accept.
Amen.
The word. Go ahead. Let's get a couple more. Okay. So forth. Why? But why ain't there? There is nothing beyond the grain. Now this is laid down for later messages. Okay. There is nothing beyond a grain. It is back without an organization. Oh my, a blind man could see that. It cannot organize. It's so firmly against it. It's the grain of wheat, see, wheat itself. The Son of Man will be made manifest. The grain of wheat will come back to itself again, the Son of Man in the last days.
Amen.
Now that's got to be here. Uh-huh. That was Brother Branham. No, he was a son of man.
Right.
He couldn't fulfill all of it.
Right.
He said he couldn't.
Right.
Go ahead to the next one. Now he's been revealed through the church ages. Now watch. Through the church ages as Son of God. God being a spirit, the Holy Spirit. He revealed himself in the church ages as in the congregation. As in the congregation. As the Holy Spirit among the people. Now watch him. And we find in the Laodicean church age, the last church age, he's put out of the church. Son of God, put out of the church. Nowhere else was he ever put out in any age but in the Laodicean age. Because they said he's rich, we're rich and have need of nothing and know it not that you're miserable, poor, naked, and blind and don't know it. He was put out of the church, the age. All right? And then according to Luke 17, he said, as it was in the days of Sodom, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. Now he was reading the same Genesis that we read. Notice that Sodom, what takes place, what was in Sodom? Abraham. Coming back to the finished seed. I think we've got one more. Let's see. Go ahead. Is it the last one, 16? No. We've got a couple more. Notice now, he came first as the prophet, and they crucified him. His own crucified him. All right, you understand what I emphasized that to start with? Son of Man, he came as a prophet. You say, well, that was Jehovah of the Old Testament. He was a prophet, because Jehovah of the Old Testament, Jesus of the New.
Right,
same God. Okay, watch. And now he came first as the prophet. That was the Lord Jesus being spoke of by all of those prophets. Then he came to his crucifixion. His own crucified him. He came as the Son of Man. Then after the Holy Spirit came, he was then the Son of God. See, church ages. God is a spirit. He was the Holy Spirit, Son of God. He lived through the church ages as the Son of God. Now, watch him. In the millennium, he'll be Son of David, sitting upon the throne of David, Father David, his father David. He is the Son of David now. To you and I, he's already the Son of David. Don't you think like that? He's already the Son of David to me and you. Because we're not going to try to go through something to where we get connections. No, he's the Word. He's the Word. Now what? You remember what I told you now? And remember, between the Son of God, now you're coming over in the church ages. Watch it now. Now between the Son of God and the Laodicean age, they put him out. And in Luke, he said he would be revealed again as Son of Man. What? After he's put out. the prophet, fulfilling the rest of it. See, the scriptures tie perfectly together. See, it's together, Son of Man, Son of God, Son of David. What was it? It's the same God all the time, just changing his form in Morphe. He just changed it. It's a great drama to him. He is acting it out. Acts of a play. Okay, we've got two more. All right. When he was on earth, here, the first time, he was the Son of Man. He could not be Son of God then. He never claimed to be. He said he was Son of Man. That's why when they asked him, he'd always say Son of Man. When anybody would have questioned him, he said, you see, the Son of Man. The Son of Man. Now, Son of Man is a prophet. He had to come that way because the scripture can, he cannot come contrary to the scripture. So he came Son of Man, Son of God, Son of Man for a little space, Son of David. All right, let's get to the last one. No, well, is that part of it? Let's see. Okay. So we find that in this man, he had to be a prophet. Not Son of God there. He had to be Son of Man. Jehovah himself called the prophets, Jeremiah and them, Son of Man. When you see the Son of Man, who is the Son of Man? They kept saying. Then he served his office as Son of Man. Then he served his office now as Son of God. God is a spirit, and when now he served through the church ages as Son of God, now in the millennium he'll be Son of David. When he sits on the throne of David, he'll be heir to the throne, Son of David, Son of Man, Son of God, Son of David, and it's the same man all the time. Just like Father, Son, Holy Ghost, the office of God. He was God the Father, then he came God the Son, now he's God the Holy Spirit. Not three gods, one God, three manifestations, three attributes of the same God. Amen. All right, is that clear? Now let's get to the last one. Who is this Son of Man? Now you ask the question. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Now who is this Son of Man? You remember the little statements I made a moment ago? Who created the world? You say, well, God did. Okay, that's fine. But what form was he back there? He was the Son of Man. He created the world. He created all of these things. He come down through the Old Testament as Son of Man. Prophet form. He comes through the church ages. And what's the key that it connects to? Now you fall back, as I said, to there in one of the Gospels, and it shows you that the Son of Man created all things. He created his bridegroom on the day of Pentecost, of the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And watch it, Luke 17:30, Malachi 4, and different scriptures that we are acquainted with, that word again is waved over the people, that the dead traditions of man is dead and the Son of God is alive again with the baptism of the Holy Spirit right among us, giving us life. Who is this Son of Man? In the beginning was the Word. The Creator God. The Creator God was the Son of Man. He's still that Creator God. He's still creating his bride. That's what I like. You know that every time a born-again person comes into the body of Christ, God is creating part of his own being. And when that's all finished now, it's all finished, then she'll be the fullness of the Godhead bodily. We'll take that up next. And when it does, it'll turn out to where we'll take it on to the life, to where that seed. And you'll see why Brother Branham would say, because I remember when I first read that, when Brother Brown said that Mary was not the seed. I think they've made a mistake here. I think the printers made a mistake, or Brother Branham made a slip of the tongue. But when he got through explaining it, I seen I was so far wrong, till I was the one that had the mess up, not him. He was exactly right. Mary was a carrier. but the seed was in her. Mary gave birth, sure, but she gave birth to the Word. See, that's what you and I got to do. Give birth to the Word that has been brought to us. Come on, musicians, come on. I hope you understand. I hope you'll follow the thought. I'm not trying to make nothing out of anything other than one thing. The bride of Jesus Christ is God made manifest in another form called the bride, which is supposed to be more important at your home. You or your wife. So wait a minute now. You got to, yeah. Which one's supposed to be the most important? You or your wife? If one had to go die, which would die? You understand? If it come to a spot and one had to go die, who would go die, the wife or the husband? See? Treat your wife that way. Let her be what she is. You don't have to build her up. You don't have to make her up. You don't have to make her no great big thing. She is a great big thing. She's your wife. You chose her for the purpose of being your wife. And she chose you not by choosing. She just accepted what you chose. Right? She just accepted that. Let's stand together. What we got, brother?
I will praise the Lord.
I will praise the Lord.
Oh, no matter what tomorrow brings, what it has in store,
glory.
I will praise the Lord.
Amen. You have a need. Out there on the internet, you have a need. Just get together.
I will praise
the Lord. Some of you elders, just get together. If you got some sickness or something there, just get together.
Just
lay hands upon that sick person.
Praise the Lord.
And believe.
Oh, no matter what
just keep praying
tomorrow
for Brother Dave.
Brings, what it has in store,
God,
I will praise the Lord.
Because we've been together so long. See, I've just been together with a lot of you so long until we just won.
I will praise the Lord. Oh, no matter what tomorrow brings, what it has in store, I will praise the Lord.
One more time before we go.
Oh, I will praise the Lord. Yes, Lord, I will praise the Lord. Oh, no matter what tomorrow brings, what it has in store, I will praise
the Lord. Because he
promised to take care
of his wife. You just think about it. You think he's going to let his wife be beaten down? Sure, he may have to try, yeah. Well, that's the human part. That's just human part. Sure, to be tried.
No matter what,
but he's always right there with that wife in his mind.
In store,
and he's just waiting for us to get out of here.
The
then we're going to have a glorious time because we're going to have all of those things, the millennium and then the future home and the things
the Lord,
to be with our King.
Amen.
Be with our husband. And to realize that we can sit down then and talk about these days that we had.
No matter what tomorrow
the times that we've
brings,
had.
What it has
but it shouldn't be a down and out time. It should be a time of saying, thank you, Lord. It's come. Father, we thank you for today, and we pray that what we said is enough to give understanding to where that we can follow it, Lord. If I've made any mistakes in speech, I'm sorry. You correct it and get it all straight, Lord, and make it right. But just be with us. Bless the little bride around the world as she's endeavoring to serve you. All of these things are just parts that has been told us that's going to come upon us. So we're not afraid. We're not in a down and out stage. We're not all beat down. We're raised up in you, Lord, and saying, Lord, come quickly and manifest what you promised us. Let your love and grace be with us. Forgive our sins and guide us in Jesus' name. Amen. You dismiss.
I will praise the Lord. No matter what tomorrow brings, what it has in store.